It's your boy, DJ ATL Atlanta Styles, on live on the 6 Eyes Radio Network, kicking it with 6 Eyes, DJ ATL Atlanta Styles, and the squad. And also our entertainment port people. What's up, 6 Eyes? What's up, guys? What's up? How y'all doing today?
I'm doing fine. How you doing?
Where you feel? I can't complain. Doing fine. Doing it where you feel. Come on, everybody. Let's do it where you feel. Yeah.
All
right. All right. Yes, if you feel good, man, should be happy. Then one of the...
That's it.
Woo! Party week. So we're going to get right into it. It's 6 Eyes in tonight. I think y'all know if he made it on or not. But we got a lot to talk about. One thing, I know I have been venting, but I'm really fin to vent tonight, y'all. It's time to vent. And I'm finna go into something that I think that it needs to be said. It's going to tie in with a lot of the drama we have. And we're going to talk about lives, people, and we're going to try to get to the bottom of all this madness. So here we go. All right, guys. DJ ATLM Styles. Here's my opinion, and this is my life reality, because this is how I live. And I don't know, maybe everyone else ain't going to live, and I'm just going to say where I live. And this is what I know, and this is my feeling of it. Everybody in America, we all mentally ill. It's 100. Say it right there. We all are mentally ill. We all have trauma and tribulations that we go through. Color skin prevailing doesn't mean it's a struggle. I believe everyone from any kind of shade of color of your nationality struggles in this. It struggles. God controls the struggle, and he puts you through struggles. He puts you through stripes and all kinds of things. He makes you say, okay, you got to lose this so you can appreciate this. He makes you lose something again for you to understand why you lost it and understand you probably try hard not to lose it again. Let's do it like that. But this is what I really want to talk, and I'm talking this from the urban community. I know there's been a big talk about this White Lives Matter shirt, and I looked at that, and I sat down, and I said, man, does White Lives Matter? And then I asked myself, I looked again, I said, does Black Lives Matter? Does Asian Lives Matter? Does all these lives matter? And I had to come to a conclusion that, yes, they all do matter. And they matter in their own way because those persons are life. Whatever you do in your own life matters to you. So that life matters to you. Now, as far as people making decisions who life matters, who don't, I really don't care. Because you, not me. I only possession of what my life matters and what my life matters to me and my family or whatever I associate with doesn't mean that y'all, everyone else's lives involved around life is more in the drag, like you say, I'm supposed to make their life matter. Now, why I went there, because I want to go here, because this is where the main issue is, because we have mental health issue crisis in America. A lot of us, and it's a huge percentage of us, don't like ourselves, okay? We don't like something about us. We might not like our nose. We might not like our eyes. We might not like our toes, our fingers, something we might not just like. And then there's some who go to the extreme, say, we just don't like nothing. So I use that I don't like what I have or what I think that God didn't give me, and I hate everyone else, or I hate a specific thing that reminds me of something that I hate inside me. And this is the problem we have across this country when it comes to race. Oh, boy. This is the one. And I tell everybody this, and this is a fact, a true fact. You can't love nobody if you can't love yourself. Hear me? You cannot love nobody if you can't love yourself. So going back to the T-shirt called White Lives Matter and Black Lives Matter and All Lives Matter, none of those things make any good sense to you if you don't love yourself. Because if you don't love yourself, you don't think your life matters anyway. So the problem in crisis, and look, this is what I'm trying to get the point is, you have to find a way to find some kind of help. And it's not wrong. Ask for help. I watched this debate with Herschel Walker Warnock. And Herschel Walker admitted, said, yeah, man, I got problems. I have problems. But your problem can be healed if you ask for help. And I have to be honest. He said a very factly thing. You have to ask for help. If you feel like you don't love yourself, you feel like you hate everything around you because you don't love yourself, get some help. There's nothing wrong. Because I want people to understand, there's nothing wrong. It's just that you need support and help to try to deal with this trauma. People might be on the phone right now listening to me, what in the world is he talking about? I'm talking about when, I'm going to give y'all an explanation. Somebody says, man, I don't like because Jones got that nice Lamborghini. I do have a Lamborghini, but I don't like the fact that Jones have the Lamborghini. That is a part of hate right there itself. And it's a hate that comes in because you're not liking yourself. You're taking your hate more extreme against the next person that might be just struggling as much as you are. And here we go to the top of it. Mm-hmm. Let's get to the meat bone of this. I have to say this. For a country like America to keep in support, for us to keep going, we have to start trying to come with solutions to heal this kind of hate. I had a gentleman ask me, do white people, and this is something I want to say on the show, do white people, are they privileged? And I hit my head and I said, that's an interesting question. Is white people privileged in America? Whew. I mean, it depends on who you're talking about and who are we looking at and where at and probably what kind of income or where at. But let me tell y'all something. If that is a thing called white privilege, it's going to have to be classified by God. Because God has control of anything. And I want people to hear my voice. I say God has control of anything. He allow us to wake up every morning. We're here on a journey because you might not like to wake up in the morning. You might not even like to be around anything. But God puts things in front of you. He puts food on your table. He makes you walk. He makes you talk. And he makes you wake up. See, I'm going here, guys. Y'all might not believe in a God. Y'all might have a huge sincerity about God, but if you are here in existence, there is a God. Because there's people right now who are not woke up this morning, who did not see this beautiful day, who didn't get a chance to see the new iPad, who didn't get the chance to see the new PlayStation 5, who didn't get a chance to see that, but you here to see that. Because God said, hey, I'm going to allow this person to wake up to see the next thing. So, again, it is God. There's people right now that have their own testimony. They would even say this. The doctors told me I wasn't supposed to be here, and I'm still here. And I'm still here. I'm supposed to be in the grave. My body supposed to be rotten in the grave, but I'm still here. So I want, and that's why I want to go right back to the again. When you ask me about does White Lives Matter T-shirt matter, it does matter. But it doesn't really matter. There's a Black Lives Matter shirt matters. It might matter. It might not matter. But it does matter. When it's your skin and yourself, it matters to you because that's where it supposed to matter. If you're a racist and you don't like me, I'm glad you're a racist and you don't like me. Be over there because I don't really care what your opinion is. I still got to get up, do what I got to do to live and survive. And that's what I want everyone to understand. Now, going to the roots of this, too, is Black Lives Matter a scam? I mean, hey, Scams been around forever. Even Jesus had to deal with scams. And remember, people hated Jesus. Y'all hear me? Y'all hear me? People started hating Jesus because they didn't like what was going on with themselves. I remember if y'all heard when Pilate got ready to hang, put Jesus on crucifixion, and he said, yo, guys, here's a criminal. Here's a criminal. We can put this criminal up on this on these cross. We can put the criminal on the cross. And people said, no, we want Jesus on the cross. Most of those folks who was yelling didn't have no comic because at the same time they didn't like themselves. And Jesus just reminded them of something that they didn't understand, that he was trying to get them out of the help to get them to play on a better level. But, hey, y'all, I'm not going to keep preaching. I wasn't Six Eyes Made It On yet. I pray he hasn't. But I'm going to go ahead and bring him in. Yeah, there he is. Hey, Six Eyes, what's up? How you doing, man?
You pray I haven't made it to the show. Nah, this is
Yeah, I had to vent today, buddy. I wanted to vent on that because I think this is something that has to be vented on. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think we need to do some more venting because the thing about it, you know, I don't – all this color matter, that color matter, I mean, lives matter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it ain't about – it's not about a color. Because there's no color superior over the other. All lives matter.
Yeah.
It ain't about black, white. It's about lives. You know? And that's one thing I never liked, you know, when they put us in the category of ethnicity, black, white, Hispanic, Latino. You know, when they did that, it ruined everything. And they only do that for financial reasons. You know,
that's the only reason
they separate us. You know, and it just trickled down from there. And now you have, you know, Black Lives Matter organization. You know, my whole thing about it is, if Black Lives Matter, it matters in everyday existence. It don't just matter when a police roughs up a black. Because when little Ray Ray beats up Mike around the corner, don't nobody say nothing. There's no outrage. There's no marching. There's nothing when we sit up here and beat up and fight ourselves. Nobody's outraged. Nobody's rioting. Nobody's doing anything. You know, but the minute a cop overabuses power, everybody want to stop the world and go after the cop. But yet we fight each other. You know, so where's the outrage? You know, if Black Lives Matter, it should matter amongst us. You know, that's the part that angers me. So let's talk about that.
We definitely will. And Six Eyes, I don't know if this is in the entertainment reports. I don't want to spoil it. But I wonder, there's a story out of Dallas, Texas. I just want to know if the girls at the entertainment report, are y'all going to be reading doing a story out of Dallas, Texas?
Mm-mm.
Okay, well, I'll go ahead and mention this because this is the one that really boiled me to come out to talk about this because I think it's time to talk. There was a young man who killed a 17-year-old girl over a basketball game that he lost. He was that embarrassed. He lost to a girl. He went and got a gun and shot his and killed her.
Wow.
There's no outrage nowhere in this country. There should be some kind of rage and saying, wait a minute, how can we allow these guns in these young people's hands and to kill an innocent young girl over a basketball game he lost, and he felt it was justified to kill her because he was embarrassed he lost to a girl?
Because she was better than him. That doesn't make any sense. Hello, Pride and Joy.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm fine. And who else we got with us? Anybody?
Oh, that's all just Pride and Joy. That's all.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's all Pride and Joy.
Hello. It just doesn't make any sense. I mean, women, have been very competitive, you know, with sports. I had a female friend. She got killed in a car accident, but she played basketball as well, and she was very competitive. And one thing about her, she stayed after. You know, you hear the story of Kobe. You hear the story of even Shaquille O'Neal, even LeBron. First one in, last one to leave. Well, she was the same type. You know, she came to that school, and she would stay after. She would stay after and work on her craft. You know, so a lot of times, you know, this is what women do. You know, so they're staying to get better, you know, with basketball. Cheryl Swoops, Lisa Leslie, same thing, you know, and those were two of the people that she admired, you know. So for her to excel and whoop his butt in basketball, I mean, I can see that happening. But for him to sit up there and kill her, it's crazy, you know.
And the problem is this is not one of the trending stories. I thought it should be the number one trending story right now, because that means we have an issue and a problem in this country with blacks killing blacks. And that's what, again, it's a black young girl. And, I'm saying this again, and I'm going to say this, and the reason why I say this is it's potentially was a black male who killed a black female. And, again, it was over something that doesn't even narrowly the logical for someone to get killed over. And I don't mean to say race on this, but this is an issue that I have to talk about because it brings up the story that what I'm talking about. When we have in our community, most of us hate ourselves and hate our own selves, and we push things. Today, I know I was listening to my big bro, big friend, Mr. Brian Taylor, and he brought an interesting thing. Because Charlemagne had came out and said that, you know, he talked about Joe Biden. And he said Joe Biden wrote the biggest crime bill of the century that locked up so many innocent black men, young males and people in a way where they were disproportionated because of the drug, cocaine, and crack disparity. But when it came to his child, he's trying to make, you know, Mr. Joe Biden's son seem like, okay, he smoked drugs, but it's a pass. It gets a pass. And then one thing is, yes, African-Americans, we get supported in the justice system. But let's talk about the other problem on the other end. The drugs and stuff that was sent in our community that was put by the government, where we say that, but the people who sold it looked just like us and gave it to us. We predatized ourselves. And I know we have to say this, and I have to talk about this. The drugs was put in the Asian community. They didn't do this to themselves. The Spanish people didn't do this to themselves. The white folks didn't put it in the community and do. We did something so degrading that we allowed ourselves to be self-destroyed over wealth and stuff. And because we look at ourselves and we have a problem with ourselves where we hate the other gentleman. We have more self-hate that's very more distinctive than anything in this culture. And I have to be honest with people. It is truly a true disparity. And I'm not trying to say that these other communities don't hurt, but we really do hurt in our community when it comes to that. We have more communities that's more broken family homes. We have where in the system, in the welfare system tells you the man can't be in the home with the woman trying to get welfare. So, I mean, these are things that have been put down, and I'm not saying they hate to bring race, but it has been tacked to us. Am I lying about this, Six Eyes? I'm going to pass this to y'all.
Let me piggyback off of this. Okay, so back in the 70s, Diane Carroll, James Earl Jones, it was a movie called Claudine. I don't know if anybody's ever seen it, but Claudine is just what you were talking about, you know, where the man had to hide his shoes. You know, it could be no trace of a man in the house, or they would take the woman off of welfare, okay? You know, so where they wanted the man in the household, so in one breath they wanted the man in the household, and the next breath they didn't. Well, there's a man living here. we're going to cut your support, okay? So they always had to hide the cup, the glass, the spoon, the knife. He had to hide the shoe, you know? So in one breath, they wanted him to be in the house, and the next breath, they didn't. And it just went from there, you know? Everything got modernized. Everything is now, you know, everything is just the way it is, you know? So it kind of like pushed the man out the household. But one thing about the drugs, we don't own any planes. We don't own any boats that's shipping these drugs into the community, okay? So, you know, where the drug pusher is taking over a corner is nothing compared to them bringing these drugs in through these airs and waterways. You know, nothing ever really happens to them. I'm so glad that Biden he's passed the bills, he's passed the law to where if you have a weed possession offense, you know, they're dropping all those offenses. So let's say you got locked up for distributing marijuana. Well, they're releasing you for that, you know, and that's a good thing. It starts with that. But not only do the release need, they need to be reacclimated back into society. And if they're given a second chance, let them totally be given a second chance and get some jobbing and housing under their belt, you know, because it ain't going to be no good to get out and then they're still struggling, you know, where they were things were taken away, same thing that got them in there. But then when they get out, they're having a problem finding jobs, they're having a problem finding housing, you know, so they need to work on a situation like that. And then, you know, we'll really be doing something. What do you all say about that? Okay, am I talking to myself? Amazing. So neither of you can hear me right now.
Yo, can y'all hear me? I'm sorry, my guys. I agree with everything you're saying, Six Eyes. Everything. This is DJ ATLM Stats here live on Six Eyes Radio Network. But I still want to go here, and this is something that I think that we have to address in our community. Yes, the planes came in. We didn't have no planes. We didn't own none of this stuff. And these folks walked in here and dropped it in our community. But it is our responsibility in our community. When these things are wrong and they hurt us, we should automatically say, wait a minute, we don't need to be giving this stuff to our people. We need to not. We capitalize off and it hurt our own people where other racists realize that, hey, I can't watch my brother and sister be messed up like this and be completely confined. I think we have to work, and this is my theory and this is my saying. We have to really work on trying to get us to really look at our lives and make other black lives matter to ourselves, not having other people say our life matters, but ourselves. We have to start appreciating each other more and stop addressing, because right now we have a youth generation. They'll say, hey, I'd rather go give my uncle and these other people drugs and kill them all, and I ain't worried about it as long as I got paid, as long as I got the nice shoes and clothes. And at the end of the day, I still hate myself and hate everything about me. So I wanted to bring that into context, because I was listening to Brian Tatum say this, and I had to go, and he was so 100% right about that. We kind of eschewed that, yeah, we got people getting locked up, the drug addicts, but again, when we look at the overall of what the drug facility done, it did so much to our community, destroyed us mentally, physical, and it made us more hateful to each other. And am I wrong about that? I do want to know what you think about what I just said, Six Eyes, because it is very important. Because the fact that even though when they put it in our community, we still tried to benefit to hurt our – we hurt ourselves over it. It wasn't the white man that sat there. We sat there and said we wanted to take – okay, we saw our people suffering. And we didn't care as long as we got the cash and money. We just passed right on over it. And am I wrong by saying that?
You're right. See what Pride and Joy has to say.
Okay, this is what I have to say about it. I think that we as parents we are scared to show our kids certain things. And I think that some of the things that we held from them are the things that they need earlier in life, but instead we rather wait till they get 16, 17, and then show them. But these things that are coming in now are coming in way before they get to that age. And see, if they already know right from wrong before it gets there, then we got a chance to save our kids. But if we choose to keep stalling, trying to give them the knowledge that they need, you know, once they get older, we give it to them a little earlier, so they'll be aware when people come to them with certain things. When people come with them with this, you know, the medicine, the drugs, or whatever they're getting in or trying to get them to do, if we, you know, stop being scared to talk to our kids, because see, the system has got people scared to talk to their kids. They got them scared to hit the kids. They got them scared to do this to your kid. So everybody has pulled back. Everybody has pulled back, so they don't want to start yet, but we have to start early now because this stuff is coming in, and it's coming in way earlier than it did when we was in school. We didn't know about this stuff till later. This stuff is coming in right now, like right. It seems like it's coming in the middle age group to me, like the, you know, the 12 to 13, in there, and somewhere in that area. It's coming way before I even knew anything about any drugs or any of this stuff that's going on, even sex and all this stuff. It's coming in early now, and we just have to start nurturing our kids and feeding our kids with the word and giving them the word that they're going to need it a little earlier now than what they used to, because it's coming earlier. It's okay. It's okay to talk to our kids. It's okay to talk to our kids because, you know, we are the one that we want them to come to us when they need somebody to talk to. We don't want them to go to Paul and go to Sarah, and they already doing what 15 and 16 and 17 years old, or something, you know, are doing. We'd rather them to come to us, and we can talk to them before they even get to the step that they're getting to now. Sometimes we don't find our stuff until the stuff happened. They be 18, 19, or either dead when we find out, oh, my child was doing that, and you don't know until you start cleaning up their rooms and stuff. Then you find out the stuff that they're hiding. You know what I'm saying? The notes they're hiding. You know, sometimes that's where a lot of people find out those suicide notes and stuff. You never even thought your child would do this. But you when you got to cleaning up, that was a suicide note. You know what I'm saying? So we got to learn to talk to our kids a little, you know, a little earlier for one. A little earlier. And pay more attention to the company and stuff that they keep. Because sometimes it don't be your child. It could be the company that they keep. And they want to be cool, you know, want to be the cool kid with the other cool kid. So they're going to try these things. That's why you got to educate them a little earlier. That's what I think about it. Amen.
Yeah, and I also think that parents need to do sweeps of the room while the kids are in school. And if you're off, sweep that room, see what's going on. You know, see, you know, if they got anything in there they shouldn't have in there. Sweep that room. A lot of times you find guns, you find you know, weapons in there. You know, they might be getting bullied. You find that in there.
Yeah.
And a lot of people see, when I grew up, my mother and father, rest their soul, sister and brother, rest their soul. We sat down at the table and we ate. We ate together. It wasn't nobody eating in the room. You know, we were in there eating together.
And we did.
You know, everybody knows what's going on in school. You know, hey, how's things going in your school? They're talking to me. Hey, how things going at school? Talking to my brother. Hey, how things going at school? Talking to my sister. You know, mom and dad talking about the job. You know, so everybody knew what was going on, and everybody knew how everybody was doing because we talked about it. You know, if there anything happening in school, you know, well, somebody brought some brass knuckles to school. You know, that's about all we had to worry about in school was brass knuckles and a lock and a sock. We didn't have to worry about that and a switchblade. That's about the most you had to worry about. Wasn't nobody bringing those guns and stuff to school.
Right.
You know? Mm-mm. And, you know, now things have changed. You know, so when we get back to having dinner at the dinner table and finding out what's going on, in the child's school, you know, seeing how everybody's mental is. This is what we do here on the 6 Hours Radio Network. And I was a little late, so if we haven't already done so, how's your mental pride, Joy?
My mental is doing good. I'm having a great, awesome day. It's a good day today. My mental is good. I can't even complain about it. It's a great, awesome thing. I got to do some things that I never get to do. So I think it's a great day. How was your mental?
Okay. My mental is doing okay this evening. What did you get to do that you haven't done?
What is it? I got to go to some places that I haven't been to in a while.
Okay.
So it's like, you know, it's not nothing crazy or nothing like that, but just to go somewhere you haven't been in a while is just good. And then actually we got to, you know, go around to visit different places. We even went back to a place where I was at one time when I was sick, and we got to just go there and talk to some people. And so I was trying to see, was this lady still there, but she wasn't still there that I came to look for.
Okay, well, you don't think she passed away, do you?
She could have, because it wasn't, I mean, she used to have a lot of stuff coming out the closet, but she didn't have no stuff coming out. I mean, she wasn't even in there, so she could have.
Okay, well, that's good that you were able to go back and you know, spread love. That was good. That's good. A lot of times when people, you know, they leave a place, they never come back. You know, to see how people are doing, and that's the unfortunate thing. You know, so it's a good thing you came back to, you know, show some love. So that's cool.
Right.
You know, I thought she was going to tell me you went to a karaoke bar and was singing.
No, I let you sing, do the singing.
Me?
Yeah.
You know, that's I don't know why I got friends in the industry, you know. So, you know, shout out to Ray J. Yeah, Dr. Ray J. So he might be calling me later on.
If you can have just one wish.
Yeah. You know, if I could sing like that, you couldn't tell me nothing.
I know that's right. You'd be the man, wouldn't you?
Yes, I would. Well, you're tuned in to Kicking It with 6 Eyes, DJ ATL, Pride and Joy, here on the 6 Eyes Radio Network. Phone lines are open, 424-243-9617. Yeah, if I sung like that, hey.
I got Erico 803 online. Just if you want to speak, just press 1. If you want to speak, just press 1. I just want to let you know my mental health is A1. I just wanted to vent on that. I thought that this was the time to talk about where we have to talk about and watching. I think, I don't know if you came in and heard me, I was telling you about Herschel Walker. I watched the debate with Herschel Walker and Warnock this morning. I didn't see it when it was live, but I did get a chance to see it, and I thought it was I actually thought Herschel Walker did a pretty good job actually. But also, I do want to say this, and I do need to bring in Erico 405 has just put his information up, so I'm going to go ahead and bring them into the chat. All right, 405, how are you?
Yo, what's up with it? How y'all doing, man?
All right, brother, how you doing? Is this the
I'm doing all right. This job.
That's job.
No, I ain't no singer.
Wait a minute.
There might be the 803 coming, y'all. Did y'all check it?
No. Wrong dude.
No, I'm
wrong dude?
Doing this.
All right, how you doing, brother?
I'm doing all right.
Okay. All right. So,
yeah, this is 405. So.
Okay. So the thing about Herschel Myers is, Herschel Walker, is that he's running for office. And, you know, now, you know, that lady is saying that that's his child. You know, she even saying that he gave her $700 to have an abortion. She supposedly had the check that he wrote. So he said he never wrote a check for $700. So they're questioning that. And, you know, he's running for political office right now. So it's like they're bringing out all the mud on him. You know, his son is bad-mouthing him because they don't get along. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's just, you know, to come from playing football to going to politics, that's a huge, huge move, career move. You know, so we'll see how that play out. Yep. So it's going to
well,
be interesting.
I do want to come in. I do want to come in on the like I said, I do want to come in because I want to let you know up here. So he had a debate. He debated Warnock this weekend, this last Friday, at 9 o'clock. And I'm gonna say this: Herschel Walker. They mentioned some of these things, and he kind of defended himself pretty well. He actually did to me. I think he did a little bit more better than Warnock. He actually kept tying Warnock into Joe Biden. And it was very fascinating how Warnock was trying his best to say he's almost opposed to some of the things that Biden goes by. So that's what I thought was very interesting.
Such as what?
Well, he said that they was going to close down a base. He said he didn't want a base closed down in South Carolina. Also, there was a bill that for forgiveness for the loans that Warnock said he went on his out and tried to put one together, not the one that was domesticated by the Congress. And it was interesting. And when Herschel Walker kept trying to tie him in, he was trying to find a way not to be too much tied in. There was a question that was asked that was, if Joe Biden ran for 2024, is he going to be the supporting the nominee? And he basically came out and said he's with the people. He's with the people. And when they asked Herschel Walker, if Trump ran, would he support Trump? And he said, yes, I would support Trump. So I kind of sat back and looked at this, and I know the rules, and I looked at this, and where I looked at it from my view is that Warnock, you know, is running for his office right now, and he's making sure that, you know, Joe Biden numbers is not so, his approval rating is not so high. And it seems like when these Democrats feel that, and I'm not saying all Democrats, they feel like once they go to Washington, they get to the way they try to be distant from anyone that has bad numbers. So right now, Joe Biden doesn't have popular numbers, and he kind of like wanted to play away from the numbers. Now, if we say this,
okay,
and if we be honest with people, I do want to – go ahead. I do want to say one more thing. Go ahead.
So let me ask the question. Okay, so if you had to make a decision of do you think Biden is stable, his mental? Do you think he's capable of running again? We start with the lady.
I don't see Biden being able to run again. I don't. I really don't. I think that this right here is really weighing on him. If you look at him from when he first started to now, you can tell it's a difference. It's a difference in him.
Yeah.
It's a difference the way he moves. It's a difference in him, period. I don't think he have it in him to run again. I really don't.
It is very stressful running the country. I mean, hell, it's stressful running the station.
Right.
Let alone the whole country, you know.
Right.
And if you think about pitchers,
mm-hmm.
look how black our number 44 hair was. Barack Obama's hair was so black.
Right.
I'm speaking. Barack Obama's hair was so black. When he got out of office, it was darn near salt and pepper. You know, so it's a lot of stress put on you being the president. It's a lot of pressure.
Is.
And one thing about Kamala Harris, I've never heard Kamala Harris speak a whole sentence. Kamala Harris' whole political career as vice president has been one-liners. I mean, it's kind of like she went to the library and went to each section and skimmed through. They would deem issues
politically correct issues, children issues, and just learned one little line and just went from there. I've never heard her speak a full sentence, you know. So she, I don't think she can articulate herself. And if anything were to happen to President Joe Biden, which I'm not hoping that anything bad happens to him, but
right.
I don't think she would be able to step into the role as vice president in full capacity, because since every television appearance she's made, it's always been little one-liners, you know?
Right.
I'm complete.
I do want to come in on this, and you hit it right on the head with her. And I do want to say, and I know, Pride, you already said, and I do want the other gentleman, but I'm going to come in and say, no, Joe Biden is not fit to run for president. He has already a touch of dementia. The man has been, they have gotten video evidence of this man, he can't even remember how to get off a stage. I mean, this is embarrassing. I'm not lying about this. The challenges for Joe Biden every morning is how to get out of the bed. I wish I could tell people this is a make-up story, but this is real. I mean, I've seen footage of him stumbling over words. I've seen footage of him and the aides trying to figure out how to help him when this stuff kicks in. So it's been kicking in. It has kicked in several times on him. I really think that he's not fit to run for president anymore. I even say the same thing for Donald Trump. I think it's time for new young blood and people to get in the house that can officially, is like, just like Six Nine said, it's stressful to run a radio station and an online radio station. And you know, if everybody watched Obama, like he said again, Obama hair went gray before he got out of that damn house. So, and he didn't even do 4 years before we were seeing that. So, I mean, yes, I really believe that, he cannot run for president. Now, on Kamala Harris, you hit it completely on the head. I'm even have to say this, and a lot of people are not going to like this, but I sometimes think she is so out of it that she's probably smoking something or drinking. I'm just being honest with you. We haven't seen her and haven't really heard her complete anything. She's basically just been there just to be there. And when you got a president right now that does have a touch of dementia and you haven't seen your vice president around, that means there's some more things. She might not be ready. She might not even be able to fill the spot of that either. So, I mean, so that's why right now we're talking about running for president. That's why we got to start lit. For the Democrat Party, they got to start looking at other candidates and start plopping some names in the box. And they're going to have to see some new superstars, some fresh blood out there. And that's the way it has to be done now. So that's what we're really going to be looking for in 2024. What Democrat, on the Democrat side, can get people to rally to believe that there are some things that could be done to fix some of the problems we are going through with inflation, food being high, gas, all these, some people say CEOs breaking profits. I mean, it's going to have to be somebody who actually works with the people and which is also can save the people that's going to be, and make people believe you can vote for them.
It has to be some people. It has to be somebody of influence that's going to reach the people. Now, you know, Kanye had threw his hat in the ring, you know, running for president. You know, now it's rumored that Dwayne The Rock Johnson is supposed to be running for president. And this is no joke. Everybody thought it was a joke.
Yeah, I heard
but
it, too.
But he said he's really considering running for president. Now, he definitely has the reach, he has the influence, definitely. So we'll see how that turns out. Other than that, it's going to have to be an independent that's going to run, you know, because like you said earlier, even with Hillary, Trump, and Biden, it's kind of like let them sit on the bench. I mean, they've already done all they could do as far as their career goes. It's not about money for them. They're set for money. So it's not about money.
Right.
So at this time, they would have to just retire their egos, you know,
Mm-hmm.
And in this case, the bench missed their asses. So they need to just sit there and just cool off, you know, and we go from there. But it's going to definitely have to be some new people coming in there with new policies and bring about change, because we can't keep having these people in here that's damn near 80 years old wanting to run a country. And you
right.
see
and
what they
got
did
all
to run a and now, you know, now we got this with Joe Biden. You know, now you're saying he can't get off the stage. I didn't know that, you know.
Right, he got dementia. Yeah, he has dementia, which is the same thing that Ronald Reagan had, that deteriorated. You know, this is confirmed that he has it. Another thing that I do want to say, I heard y'all say Dwayne Johnson. Big ups to Dwayne Johnson. I'm going to say something right now about Dwayne Johnson, The Rock. And I have to say this, and he is definitely shows me something. He took HBO Hollywood people, because the guy who was playing Superman, which was completely wanted to play the Superman character, was completely dead in the water. He wasn't going to be able to have an opportunity to play Superman anymore because they wrote him off. Dwayne Johnson came in there, made so much noise, and he got that man back his job being Superman. He's going to be in the next up and come. This month the movie come out with which is called, oh my God, Black Adam comes out this week, I think come out next weekend, where Superman makes a casual appearance in that movie, and the same character plays Superman is going to be playing Superman, and they're already working on the part two of bringing him back as full Superman.
Well,
so I got to
– yeah. So your homework for next week is to find out the actual name of the individual. That's your homework. Doing radio, you have to know these things. So that's your homework.
Yeah, I need to. I apologize to all my
friends out there. Otherwise, I'm going to wonder if you got dementia.
hey, sometimes I talk like I do.
I love you, bro.
Me too, D-Fan.
I can't say names. I do know his name, but I can't say the name. So that's
too,
why I did great Superman. I was happy to play Superman.
Tonight, ATL. Tonight, you have made your own lexicon of words. I mean, I've been trying to remember these words you've been using. You know, so come on, man.
I got to make it sound exciting, and I got to pull people in, and that's what I was doing today. But I will say this on that. I will say this on Dwayne Johnson. What he just did with D.C. was amazing, to get these folks back into position to work on things, which was dead in the water. These folks did not want to work with each other. They were out. This was done. It was over. And for what he did, he pulled that together. And now I believe now that, if he's running for president, it's going to be very interesting. I think that he's worth the number to throw his name in there. Kanye West is worth to throw the name in there, too, I believe. Even Candace Owens. I can even see Spike Lee might want to throw his name in there. You know, Al Sharpton said he wanted to run again. I don't know how I wouldn't be a bad candidate if he can get the support that he needs to get. If he can get out there and show that the support
Sharpton should definitely have the support. I mean, the NAACP, he should definitely have the support. You know, so
not support. It's just to make them believe that he actually can go that far. Because I believe that he's more qualified. He's very qualified to be the president of the United States of America on some things, because he do know a lot about economics. He do know a lot about strives and stuff. So a lot of times people play Al Sharpton short, but Al Sharpton is a very intelligent man. He's very smart on that.
But again, if they're gonna get into office, it has to be a little bit. Al Sharpton's almost 80, you know, so it has to be somebody maybe in their 50s, you know, on up, that can hold the job of running for president. I mean, hell, I would run for president. I would. I think I'd make a great president. You know, so we'll think about that. Maybe I throw my hat in the ring. Hey, this is Six Eyes Radio Network, kicking it with Six Eyes, Pride and Joy. Got my homeboy Jock, got 803 on the line with us. Phone lines are open, press the one, join the conversation. Now, shifting gears, in a couple of days, our little ghosts and goblins will be going out trick-or-treating. And Pride and Joy Chad is with us. So let's say hello to Chad. Chad?
Yes? Hello?
Hey, Chad, how you doing?
Hi. What's up?
Are you going trick-or-treat? Are you going trick-or-treat?
Yes.
Oh, what are you going to be?
I'm going to be...
What costume? You going to wear a costume?
Yeah.
Okay. What do you want to be?
Like Urkel? Steve Urkel?
Steve Urkel? Didn't you say Steve Urkel?
Yes.
You wouldn't dance just like Six Eyes, would you?
Oh, no, can't dance.
I know, that's why I asked you that. Okay, so you're going trick-or-treating. So is your uncle going to check your candy for you?
Yes.
Because we got candy out here that you're not going to be able to eat.
Yes, check candy. For each.
Oh. What?
Yeah.
Well, we hope that you get you a nice costume, and we hope that you have a wonderful, trick-or-treating. We hope you make sure all your candy is checked. Everything that you get, you might want to check. So nobody can put anything in it.
Yes, ma'am. And I'll save some for you. I know you like those pixie sticks.
The what?
Those pixie sticks?
Oh, pixie sticks. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
You like them?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, then.
Save some for
you. Great.
Yeah.
Huh?
Skittles.
Got some for me?
Skittles? Yeah.
You better not eat no Skittles, because you don't know if those are the right Skittles or the wrong Skittles.
Yeah.
All right, hey cat man. Be safe this Halloween. And bring me some candy, too.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so we really have to be careful, this Halloween, because, like I said, back in the day when you could go trick-or-treating, we would all sneak candy. But now you really have to have your candy inspected by an adult before consumption. That means before you eat it. Because right now you have people lacing the candy with fentanyl, Pride and Joy.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't know it, and it takes out the fun of going trick-or-treating. You want to fill up that bag, you want to fill up that pillowcase, and be able to enjoy the candy. You don't want to have to throw out the majority of it, because people want to do wicked things to the candy, so please, from the Six Eyes Radio Network, make sure you have your candy inspected by a adult.
Yes.
Also, make sure you have proper ventilation with these various masks that you're going to be wearing, costumes you're going to be wearing. Make sure you have proper ventilation. Also, make sure you stay in groups. Never go in any houses. I don't care if they tell you they got the biggest Snicker bar in the world for you. Do not go in those houses, because a lot of time, oftentimes, these little ghosts and goblins come up missing, because these people know that the kids love candy.
Yeah.
And what they tell people, because a lot of times they give out the little Hershey bar, the little Crackle, the little Mr. Good bar, the little miniatures.
Yeah.
And then you've got some people, they're giving out these little bit of candies. Look, step in here. And it is cold, by the way, so they have these kids step in there promising them, regular size candies that you get from the store, and a lot of these kids fall for it.
Mm-hmm.
So once you do that, it's a problem, you know. And a lot of these kids end up missing because they're going in there thinking they're going to get, you know, the big candy bar. And we don't want nothing to happen to you from the Six Eyes Radio Network. Please be safe. Please make sure you stay in groups. And please make sure you have a reflective strip on your costume.
Yeah.
You know, so that way vehicles can see you and you be safe and return. The little ghosts and goblins return home safely. And remember to stay in groups. Stay in groups. Never go into anybody's house wishing for, you know, bigger portions of candy, because they'll do it. And one thing we have to think about that we did when we were young is bobbing for apples. I did it, and we would bob for apples. You had to put your hands behind your head, and you had to get in there and get an apple. We can't do that nowadays. It was nasty then. You know, y'all ever did that?
Bob for apples, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh,
yeah. Yeah. That's
well,
most disgusting.
Let's go to a commercial break and then get some bills played and then play music and be right back and get more to the conversation going to the Emmy Report.
Yeah, and maybe you'll get a snack so you can stop eating your phone. We'll be right back, Six Eyes Radio.
All right.
All right.
We'll be right back.
Yes.
All right, Chad. All right. So what are you drinking on the show tonight, Pride and Joy? You got your pop, you got juice. What are you drinking?
Hey, baby.
I'm having a deep breath.
I will be there shortly. Hope you are dressed. Hope the food is ready. Can't wait. Love you. Really? Was it worth it? Now he'll never make dinner, never again, and several people won't make it home. Texting. It can wait. No texting while driving. Brought to you by Six Eyes Radio.
Hello, I'm Missionary Kenneth Wolfgang.
And I'm Emily Bond.
This is Chris Jasper of the Isley Brothers, and you're listening to Six Eyes Radio.
This is Lynn Townsend. You're listening to the Six Eyes Radio Network.
All right. We're getting ready to run into some music. Right now, we're going to play. Let's get to it. It's your boy, DJ T. I'm on Styles. Oh, man, this one.
Thank you.
All right. It's your boy, DJ ATL Air Style. We live back here on the Six Eyes Radio Network. All right, let's get to it, man. We got to get ready to get to this entertainment report, right, Mr. Six Eyes?
Wait.
I see. We on the rise right now. I got to get this going. Okay, let's get this now going. Oh, boy, I am actually out here on the road. I should have did this. FX, okay. Y'all ready? Hey, Six, are you back? Six. All right, well, we're going to go ahead and get to it. All right, let's get to this breaking news thing. Get into it. Are you ready for our joy?
I am ready.
All right, here we go. Let's get to it right now.
This is Six Eye Radio Network, the Queen's Court, AJN Squad, DJ ATL. Tonight we're going to be talking about NBA legend basketball Hall of Famer, Nkeena Mutombo. Mutombo is receiving a treatment for a brain tumor in Atlanta. But the lead has announced that Saturday, the 56-year-old former shot-blocking superstar is in great spirits. A statement from the NBA on behalf of his family reads that he is receiving the best care possible from a team specialist in Atlanta. It's a great spirit as he began his treatment. Again, he's going to be having a treatment for a brain tumor. He is in the hospital right now. His family asks for nothing but privacy right now. He's trying to stay focused. He's grateful for all the prayers that he's been getting, for all the players that's been shouting out to him, the NBA commissioner that's been sending out to him. He want to thank each and every person, some of the president, some of the people been hitting him up. He want to thank each and every one of y'all for hitting him up, and he's doing well right now. He's going to be there for a while. They don't know how long it's going to be that he's going to be there, but he's been there for a brain tumor. They're treating him for a brain tumor. And he's going to be in the hospital. They don't know just yet how long it is. They did a procedure today. They haven't said anything about the procedure yet of what's going on with him, but that's what's going on with him right now. That's of the moment that we know. So was Mutombo anybody's favorite basketball player? Any of you guys out there, did y'all ever watch him play? All I know is that he was like 7'2". I know he was like 7'2". I know he's a pretty big guy. They showed him on TV. And I know he was called the shot blocker because he would block all of, shots that would go up. So he's pretty good with his basketball playing. So as of right now, that's all that we have on him. He has been the defensive player of the year. Why 8 times, they said, all-star player. He was there for 18 seasons. And he played on the 76ers. He played on the New York Knicks. He played on the Philadelphia Knicks. He played on all those teams right there. And right now, like I said, they not saying too much because, like they said, he's been treated for a brain tumor. And they're not letting nobody come in, and they're not letting no information come out, just only what they have out right now at this time. So for everybody that is out there, and if you was, into basketball players, just send prayers out. Send prayers out to him and his family while he is over there. And when he give us an update, we'll let you guys know the update.
What basketball player was that again?
Mutombo. the king of the Matuma.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Yeah, it's okay. All right. Not a familiar name. I think more came in a little bit later on in the years. But, yeah, but it's very interesting, and I definitely have our prayers out there from the Six Eyes Radio Network. So I'm going to let you go ahead and finish the entertain report. Are Six Eyes back to say anything about this?
Yeah, yeah. Dikembe Mutombo. Mutombo. He was a pretty good player, man.
Mutombo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's a pretty good player.
You know, okay.
His signature. No, shaking his finger when he blocked shots.
Okay. Because he was real tall. Wasn't he the one that was 7'2"? Or do you know?
I think he was a little taller than that, but I'm not for sure. Don't give me the lie.
Mutombo was really one of the most aggressive versus players. He played for Atlanta Hawks. He was a very special figure. He's really been known for blocking, but he was one of the most beautiful players that was used by Shaq. Shaq used to do a lot when he came in and got younger and got better, more dominant. But Mutombo was known for being a real big impactful rebounder and impactful defensive player.
Okay.
No.
Yeah, I remember that.
All right. Do anybody else have anything they would like to say on that before we move on?
Well, he didn't die, did he?
No, he's getting brain. He's over there getting treated for brain tumor right now.
Oh,
they're
wow.
saying he's getting treated for brain tumor. Yeah. And his family just, you know, say, you know, continue to send prayers. The people that are sending prayers over, they want this to be a very private time right now for him.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we're definitely holding them up in prayer from the 6 Hours Radio Network. Also, October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So for the women and men, please make sure you get your mammograms. You know, fill those boobies, fill those for lumps. And we want you to be safe here from the 6 Hours Radio Network. Make sure you get your mammograms. And men, make sure you get your mammograms as well. Because, I lost my sister to breast cancer. And please, it's serious. So make sure you get your mammograms. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. We want you to be safe here from the 6 Hours Radio Network.
All right.
Yes. Yes,
all
yes,
right,
yes.
So next we go. Okay, go ahead.
I'm done.
Oh, okay. So next show we're going to be going over to, have y'all watched the new Scooby-Doo? Has anybody watched it?
Scoob.
Okay. Well, you know the young lady that is on there that has an orange sweater and she has this little skirt and she has the glasses on, Velma, right?
Velma, yes.
Okay, well, they just wanted you to know. Did you know? The her was a he.
Stop it. Now,
it's a lot of them that, it's a lot of them. Well, I'm just only telling you what I'm reading. I'm just only telling you what I'm reading. That is just what they're saying. This is supposed to came out for Halloween. And, you know, they're saying that they're saying she's not the only one. So, you know, they shouting out, you know, the LGBTQ one. But
you
they
know,
go ahead.
Why can't we just have innocent cartoons? Now, what are they going to tell me? Daphne's a man, too?
They just said they want the same sex boo. That's what they said. They want the same sex boo. This is going to be upcoming HBO Max. Scooby-Doo Halloween movie clip.
What do y'all think about that? John, what do you think about that?
You hear John?
John still with us?
Yeah, he was still there.
What about 803? Who's 803?
Is that Two-Piece? 803, are you out there? Answer the question.
The people want to play with us tonight, huh?
Yeah, man. I'm just listening and laughing at it, man. You know.
Okay.
Yeah, it's hilarious, man. I don't even have a comment on it.
They said, oh, my God, a lesbian Zama.
I mean,
it's finally.
I mean,
this
on,
is
I mean,
what they're saying on here. They said, go,
after
go, 40 go.
Years?
After all these years.
I grew up
watching.
This is
what they're saying.
Wow. That's crazy.
Gonna be her name is going to be changed to Diablo.
Now somebody said it was some I can't remember where this was at, but they
mm-hmm.
were like breaking down all the cartoons. They were breaking down the cartoons.
Mm-hmm.
Now I broke down the Jetsons pretty accurate, and I broke down the Flintstones.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you think about the Flintstones, they had the front loader machines way before they came out. Remember?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that was pretty cool because we got one of those washing machines. So that was pretty cool. And then, if you remember the elephant trunk, is the mowing faucet now. You remember the mowing faucet that you could rinse the vegetables off and stuff? That was the mowing faucet.
Mm-hmm.
So I was right about that. Also, with the Jetsons, the computer, that was the computer. And like our cell phones, the watch, the Apple Watch, you know, so like technology, the flying cars is the Tesla, Rosie the robot is the Roomba,
mm-hmm.
vacuum cleaner that goes around and cleans up and you know, scans out your room and vacuums,
mm-hmm.
you know, so just breaking down the cartoons. But they went and broke down Scooby-Doo, and they were saying that Shaggy was a pothead.
Mm.
That's what they said about him. But they never did I hear about Velma being a man. I never heard about that until tonight. So,
hey, but Velma was part of the LGBTQ in 2020. James Gunn said he tried to make the character explicitly gay in this script. For live action for the Scooby-Doo movie.
How do y'all feel about that? How do you feel about that, ATL? Because you used to have a crush on Velma. So how do you feel about that?
Oh, he did?
ATL? ATL?
He said, I ain't gay.
ATL? See, this is...
Well, this is what they're saying that's coming on. It's going to be coming on HBO. And it's going to be a movie that's going to be coming on HBO.
Okay,
we're going to be moving on to Beyonce. Now,
you,
I know you guys
hold
love
before,
Beyonce.
Hold on.
I know
you
guys you love
that,
uh-huh.
Hold on. You better not come in here saying shit. I done called your name 5 times. Don't come in here saying nothing when she started reading this article. Go ahead.
We really talk about Beyonce now. Beyonce, of course, she's done it again. She's sampled somebody else's money, you know, music without paying.
Oh,
they saying
shit.
She, you know, did it again. You remember they said she did it one time. But she said she didn't do it, and that's when she took the milkshake. Remember, she took the milkshake from.
Yeah.
Well,
you
they
must
said,
not know about B.
Huh? Say they don't know about it. She
and
said
Kalisa,
she's too sexy to be doing that. She's a Grammy winner, singer songwriter. She said she's too sexy for that. So she telling them, they saying
I
that she's very arrogant. They said she's very arrogant. She did not pay them for no money. She didn't get them no money for none of the song. And she's very arrogant. She feels like she's so classy that she don't have to come and ask them. But she should have came and asked them before she messed with their song. That's what they said. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And
they said she thinks
this?
That she's an entertainment, and she thinks she's one of them entertainers that could do whatever she wanted to do. And she done did it one time, so she felt like she could do it to anybody.
And
she did it to the song "I'm Too Sexy." You know the song "I'm Too Sexy for My Shirt." Too sexy. That's the song
right there,
something else on it, huh?
Yeah, right there. Right there, Fred made that.
Yep. That's the song they said she sampled it and made it hers.
Sexy. Yeah. Wow.
Well, that's the song, y'all. They're saying she took. So what y'all feel about this being her second time doing it? It's not like it's her first time. This is her second time doing it. And I'm so shocked because I would have think Beyonce wouldn't do nothing like that.
Well, it's not Beyonce. I mean, that falls on her team. That doesn't fall on that. She ain't sitting there going through albums. Sample this. That's her team. So it's not. Of course, Beyonce is going to get the flack because she's the brand. But it's not Beyonce digging through crates looking for songs to sample. It's not her. So if anybody, it's her team. You know. But it's not like she ain't got the money to clear the samples. You know.
Right.
And Khaleesi's still on the ass-kicking tour. Khaleesi's still on the ass-kicking tour. Anybody that plays Beyonce music, she want to fight. So you better not be playing.
You better not be playing Khaleesi, a milkshake song that Beyonce took that first.
Listen, if you play any Beyonce songs, Khaleesi is gonna kick your ass, and ATL loves Beyonce, so ATL got an ass whooping.
He do.
Yeah.
He got an ass whooping coming from Ray J, he got an ass whooping coming from Khaleesi,
and he got an ass whooping coming from me because I called his name 8 times, and he hasn't answered.
Hey, I'm right here.
Let me say this.
But let me say this. The Beyonce sample, I mean, too sexy for my shirt pants.
Yeah.
All right, man, come on. Come on, y'all. The song hasn't been played in a while. I mean, come on. You know, y'all know dang well y'all want Beyonce to sing that song. So y'all can get back up there doing some work. So be happy for the work. And I know... I can understand
on the catwalk. I shake my little tush on the catwalk.
I mean, now your song is back and playing in some of the fashion shows. You can get that. Let's keep this 100, y'all. This is straight from DJTL. When these songs are redone over and they become popular by pop artists at that time being done over, it gets the old school work again, they get back into the marketing work because there's more of a demand now because people want to know, wait a minute, you know, that's a sample. Let me go and see this. So now there's more people willing to pay to watch these guys perform these classic songs. So they should be giving Beyonce thank you. Them more or less criticizing her situation.
Well, we have Right Said Fred on the line with us. Welcome to the 6 Eyes Radio Network.
Thank you. How's everyone doing? 6 Eyes, how are you?
I'm good, man. I'm good. What's up with you, Fred?
Yeah.
Yes. Pride and joy. I want to have joy talking to you. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing, sir?
I'm fine. I'm too sexy for this show. But
what kind of shirt you got on over there? What color you got on?
Well, right now I have on a
bigger
green
size shirt. That's one thing you need to do. He got a small shirt. He needs to get a bigger size.
Hi, baby. How are you? Let's shut up while I talk to lady. What's up with you?
Your shirt's on tight, so you can talk right. She can't understand you because the shirt hurting your throat, man.
Now, hold on. I've been listening to you, and I know you're not talking about somebody understanding someone. You've been fucking up every name you've said thus far tonight. It sounds like you're eating your phone, and then when Six Eye call your name 10 times, you don't answer. So, your shirt is too tight. You must have on a medium. Yes, now back to you, Joy.
yes, sir.
What,
how
yes,
can we help you?
Like to be,
Yes, I would. You like to be in my video?
What? The video?
Yes.
What kind of video are you going to be doing?
What video that going to be? What's too tight on my chest?
Are you going to be in that video? I'm going to take some of my shirt.
Oh, yes. I'm going to be all over Beyonce. And I wish she'd say something.
It don't look good on
you,
dog, bro.
Beyonce. He said you don't
know, man. Stop working, dog. It's not going to work. You ain't got that chest no more. It's gone, brother. You got belly. You got a butt in front of your belly now.
Shut the fuck up while I talk to lady. Now back to you, lady. Now, you'll be, hello?
What's that?
That's his belly. It's trying to get out of his turn.
Okay, you got.
Yeah, crazy.
You got joke. You got joke. Okay.
Finish him.
Oh, not, I don't like that. I'm scared. So.
Fuck you! Fuck you! Fuck you!
Oh, wow.
So I got video. Excuse me, those are my fans. So I got the video coming out.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll talk, okay? Words. He's made up words on the Six Eyes Radio Network.
Yeah, it's crazy. That is crazy. Are y'all ready to watch the games that's coming up on football this Sunday?
Games? Now, what games are coming on? Y'all ain't just good at sports. What games are coming on? Tell us, Friday.
I'm talking about the NFL football teams. Yeah.
Talk about the games. What games? Who's playing tomorrow?
Any of the teams. Who's your favorite team?
I don't have a favorite football team. You know, I don't follow sports.
Oh, that's what we got to do. We do got to go here, you guys.
You know, mine's the Steelers. My team is Steelers. Pittsburgh Steelers, yeah. I'm a Steelers fan.
My team is the Steelers, too. So that's good. But then it ain't the Steelers. Then we got to get Deshaun Watson out of trouble again.
He
in trouble
doing
again.
Now? What, did he grab
he
an
don't
ass
touch,
again?
He don't touch another woman, yeah. Besides them 23, he got out of here and touched somebody else in Houston. Filed a lawsuit against him, Jane Doe. Watson pressure her into some sexual activities during a professional massage session
in a
Houston hotel.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Andy, guess when it happened?
He needs special care.
Late 2020.
Why
she just did it at 2020?
Man, listen, with all the ass grabbing you're doing, you better not miss a pass. Well, what is he, the quarterback?
Yeah, he's the quarterback. He's the one. He's still on suspension. Remember, he got suspended for like 11 weeks or something like that. Yeah, he's still on it.
That's right. He did. Got suspended for 11 weeks.
Mm-hmm. That's all right.
Well,
how is he still having all this money to keep getting all these massages and stuff? And then he got to pay for the extra.
Massage is only $50.
But he got to pay for the extra activities that he's telling them to do.
Well, I don't know. Maybe they're doing a happy ending for free. I don't know.
No.
You know who I am? I'm Deshaun Watson.
You're Deshaun Watson?
Yes. Now, all I'm paying for is this goddamn massage. That's $50. Now, anything else is on you. I'm Deshaun Watson, damn it.
I said, hold on.
Y'all are crazy.
Wow.
Well, this is the only case that this was the only case that he didn't get settled. Remember, he got settled with the 23, and it was one that didn't do it, and she was it. And now she guess she want to do it now.
Yeah,
I guess she want money like the rest of the other 23 got.
He just paid $5 million. I mean, he ain't going to have no money left. You know, he's going to be playing for free.
Well, you gotta pay to play. I guess that's how they doing. You gotta pay to play.
We're gonna make now. So ATL. So you're a sports figure. Let's say you're going to school to learn names right. Okay, because we are enrolling into Right Name University. And you know they have massages there, so. You got to be careful with these massages, man.
Mm-hmm.
Because
yeah.
The women are already
I mean,
looking
when
good.
You're a professional, right. When you're a professional athlete, you have to be careful. But also, I don't want to kid because I got two callers just called in and jumped in. 256
okay.
And 803. Y'all can speak. Y'all have pushed one, so I brought y'all on in to the conversation. Because I think they want to speak on this.
All right, welcome to the Six Eyes Radio Network.
Oh, yeah, don't learn. I was a little bit busy, so I apologize. I'm doing a couple things at one time.
Is that the chicken man? What's up, brother?
Yeah, what's up, man?
Chicken man, you just bringing some chicken?
We didn't say nothing about Pittsburgh Steelers yet. We talking about Deshaun Watson. That's what you were talking about, or you want to talk about Pittsburgh Steelers?
I just heard y'all mention about the Pittsburgh Steelers fan. I just hope y'all don't try to be stealing on games no more.
Of course, we always ride with our team, black and yellow, you already know.
Y'all couldn't steal.
You know what it is, black and yellow, black and yellow.
Y'all put handcuffs to try and steal.
You know what it is. They going to know what it is if they don't win tomorrow. Because I'm going to get them.
Putting in state prison, federal prison, trying to steal stuff all the time.
We do not steal.
Good afternoon. Praise the Lord, everybody.
Hey.
Good evening. Who's that?
That's Evangelist Clayton. Just came in.
This is Evangelist Clayton. Good evening.
How many numbers do you have, lady? How are you?
I'm blessed. Holding on to guys. I'm changing hand. How are you all?
I am blessed. Thanks for asking.
Okay. Yeah. My other phone battery is low, so I had to use this to get in.
Okay. But this is a good thing right here. This is a good thing, though, y'all, about football. This one good thing. Do y'all know Brian Robinson Jr.? Anybody know him?
No. I don't know
about well, he had the Washington Commanders beat the Chicago Bears from 12-7, but that's not the good thing. The good thing is he was shot 46 days before that, and he still did a good thing, you know, in the little game when he played the little game 46 days. That was good. He got shot 46 days, but he still made it to the game. And he want to thank everybody that came. He want to thank everybody on the team because, you know, they all helped him, you know, when they was trying to get him back to health. They all, you know, helped his mother and helped him. So he appreciate, you know, the help that he got from the team while they coming,
you know. He was abrased, you know, and it wasn't like, you know, the bullet went through him. He just abrased with the bullet. He wasn't, you know, just the mending back baby back ribs, you know, bending him back. You know, he was only a brave, you know, so he wasn't actually shot, like down. He was just a brave by the bullet, you know. So,
go ahead.
Yeah.
Well, Ben, because you know that some of these men are so little shot. Might hurt them, okay?
Well,
so you know, all these men ain't built the same, just like all the women
not
built the same.
I know every little thing hurts them.
Right.
Some of them, not all men.
Hey,
right.
Not all men. I know them three times I got shot.
How many times you got shot, two-piece?
Three times when I was running in gangs and stuff.
The truth be able to take.
Three times in the chest.
Who?
And what are you, 6'7"? How tall are you?
6'6".
Who shot three times in the chest?
I was when I was running them gangs and stuff. That's that testimony I get on the prayer line. I shot them three times in the chest. When one person came through that door, was my mom and my daddy. My gang, my little gang member, he ain't know it close around for me.
How you 6'6" and get shot? You supposed to be tearing up shit. I'm sorry.
Yeah, he ain't going to tell nothing because no bullet, man. He ain't going to tell nothing like no bullets. That's why I tell young people
that. I didn't hear you.
I didn't hear how big you were. Them bullets are stocked.
Thank you. I'm glad you didn't hear me. He's supposed to be tearing us up.
Yeah, because I was sitting beside somebody that got shot.
Wow.
You know, but I say this right here. You know, we got some babies. Yeah, we got some babies that take things and they run with it. You know, they add to and they take away from, and so forth. But you know, if you really gonna get shot down, it's gonna take something to mend you back together. Look at this 15-year-old young man that shot and killed five people. Well, a couple of them still hospitalized, and even him is still in the hospital, you know. And so, you know, this ain't cartoon. This ain't cartoon that you're going to get back up. You know, you're going to get back up, and then something is not going to be affected for lifelong, you know. So definitely, you know, we got some heroic men. We got some heroic men that take a lick and keep on ticking. But then we got some women as well too. Does the same thing, you know. Play hurt, and just baby this, you know. And it's all, you know, for them that wanna put up with it. But then, you know, the truth is gonna stand for itself, you know. Mm-hmm. And so there's no way, form or fashion that anybody gets shot numbers of times, and then you're able to get up and you. Able to say, well, 2 or 3 days, I'm cool, calm and collected, you know. But I got my fellow men and my fellow friends up over there, you know. No,
yeah.
you gotta go through. Go ahead,
yeah. And he's lucky; he got shot three times, and he's still with us, man. That's God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's Almighty God.
6 months. And on behalf of learning how to breathe and everything all over. I never got my breathing back like it used to be. But I'm glad I'm alive. That's why I go behind prison walls. That's why I talk with youth now. All your little gang members that say they're going to be a witch and stuff. And them boys left me right there by myself. And them people started shaking.
Yeah, have you
the fool once. I'm going to be boo-boo the fool twice.
Yeah, have you had success reaching the kids?
Yeah, I had recently put one on Facebook that came back and thanked me for just getting him out of a predicament where he was going around the wrong road. Because he said that three of the other fellas, one of them is serving, was in there for good. I said it was third strike, but them boys got in the car, they yelled, they rolled down the street, they killed somebody, and all of them, hands on, hands off, all of them went.
Oh, wow. Yeah, man. You know, it's so easy to pick up a gun. That's the easiest thing to do. But go ahead.
Yes, sir. It is so easy. I was just agreeing with you. It's so easy to pick up a gun now.
The thing people think, man, they think everything's like a video game. They get looking at these video games and get confused watching these movies and stuff, man. And just like there's a fella not too long ago, he was on the news and they was asking him, questioning him. What gave you in your mind think about killing all the time? He said, I used to watch it all the time, watch these movies and people's killing. He said, I knew right then I was born to kill. Nobody never got rid of that. I felt incorrect to him on that. You know, some of the kids, they grow up thinking, what you want to be when you grow up? I want to be a killer. I want to be like this fella in the movie. You know, because they watching movies and stuff too young and getting no supervision. It's a shame for asking a little child can say, instead of I want to be a police officer or a doctor or something else, I want to be a killer like that guy in the movie. You got to supervise your kids when they watching movies and crazy stuff like that when they're real young. That wasn't allowed.
You know what? These kids are today, it's so much challenge out there now, these challenge games that they're playing now, they dare, you know, are dare to do this, dare to do that. You know, they playing these Russian roulette games now, and these kids mm-hmm. are not afraid now. They're not afraid. They're not afraid of dying. They're not afraid of guns. You know, they you know, even though that you have strict parents, but it's a lot of parents are not strict with their children. Now they put the device right in front of them. They put the device in front of them, let them go in their room and close up and lock up. You know, and you say, well, they in their room, but what are they doing? What are they doing? Are you checkmating? You know, are you doing an inventory of your house and what's in your house, what's under your bed, what's in their drawers, you know, what's here and what's mm-hmm. there, what's in their house. You know, who's done an inventory? These kids are not afraid anymore. They're not afraid anymore. They're not afraid of being shot. They're not afraid. They'll tell you that. They are not afraid of being shot. They're not, you know, and you can you give them all the education that you can give them. But I tell you one thing for sure and two things that we know, you know, that we got to stop being afraid of our children. We got to stop being afraid. Mm-hmm. A lot of parents are afraid of their children. They're afraid of what they'll say or how they'll turn on them and so forth. So they let them do what they want to do. You know, they let them do what they want to do. We didn't come up that way. We didn't come up that way. And we didn't come up with guns in our hands. We came up with our fists. We had to use these knuckles. We had to use these knuckles, and we had to use our hands for what God has given us. But now parents don't know what the kids have in their house, in their own house. They don't know until it's too late. I'm completed.
So right.
Pride and Joy is babysitting. Where is Chad at?
Who babysitting?
Hey, what? Are you this time of night?
Are you babysitting?
Where is Chad?
You must got some money. You must got some babysitting money.
Well, anyway, she's watching Chad. I don't know why. You know, Chad is excited about going trick or treating, and
oh, wow.
Yeah. So is he asleep?
He's ready for trick or treat.
Pride and Joy.
Thank you.
Wow. Anyway, carry on.
Now you're talking to Yaya.
I do want to piggyback what Sweet Lady was just saying. Just saying the one thing is that the problem with parenthood now too, the government has taken the parenthood out of the parents' hands, so they're putting the parents in a situation now where they can't really put their hands on their children anymore and do anything that really.
No, they still right there.
Pride and Joy.
Yeah, it's still right there.
Pride and Joy.
You got to look at his babysitter.
Pride and Joy, you're on the radio. Mm-hmm. We hear you in the back. Okay, what were you saying, DJ ATL?
I was just saying that what's happening now is that basically the government took the parenting out of the parents' hands, and now that's why a lot of this stuff is going on. I think the children, and y'all did hit a fact, children watch too many video games and movies, and they're actually thinking that they have lives, extended lives of the game.
But you know what? It does not. And I'll say this. It does not. You know, you don't give authority and put your children, regardless of what the government say, what the state say, you know, God entrusted those children into your hands. God entrusted you to do the right thing. He gave us a basic instruction before leaving earth that you train up a child in the way that they should go, that it shall not depart from them. And also said that if you do not chastise, he called them us bastards. So no matter who or what says, because if you don't,
they will. If you don't, look all around you now. Look all around you and see the lives of our young people there that has been in the hands of authority that have taken our children, their children, life, and then we say it's okay because it's the government, it's the law. No, it's your rights. It's your rights. It's our rights to do the best, to do the best that we can do in raising our children, to be the best man, woman, success, government, president. We don't just let go and let the government have fully control of our children. You, God entrusted you. So is that the excuse that we're going to use, that where the government said this, or the government said that? You know, no. We got to take authority back of our own children and do the best that we know how to do in raising our children. Letting them know you're not a female. You're not a man. You're a woman. And you're a man. You know, and you're beautiful, and you're wonderfully made, and you're handsome, and you are the next president, even though it may not be in your status, but you impart something positive into your children. Don't let them think that they is another statistic to be ruled or handed down. That's just like the mafia, handing them over to the mafia. You know, you do the best that you do. And I promise you, God will do the rest. I'm completed.
One thing I want to touch on, but I see a lot of problems, is that parents tend to be the best friend instead of the parents these days. Mm-hmm. And that there need to stop, because I don't see for no cause that sometimes I can be out and you have the parent and the child drinking together, like they best friend and best buddies, smoking together, they clubbing together. And then they just talk it's so disrespectful. As old as I am, I ain't gonna never go around my daddy and just cuss. Like, you know, like you just talking to one of your friends on the street. They cussing the mama out, the mama cussing back at them, and nothing being done. Just sitting, I'm looking like, if I try to cuss my mama will have her fist down my throat. Let alone try to do that to my dad, but they just let it happen, and they think it's funny when their child just get up and just cuss them out. They start laughing like it's something funny. Then later on down the line, now they going to jail. I don't know what happened. What happened is you didn't correct that when they was little. You can't be 5 years
old. Happened?
And you in
you
your 20s or your 30s, and your child just cuss them out, and you laughing at it like it's the funniest thing in the world. They stealing stuff, you laughing. They got to stop doing stuff like that. That's one of the main big problems.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But see,
I want to say something to that, because what he said is something very pertinent. And I realized something, and I want to say this, and I think we as people, and this is not a people thing in the society, we have now projected our hate out ourselves. That's why we're seeing that. The child is projecting the hate from the parent, and the parent is projecting the hate too. And you're seeing it reflect us, the things that we were used to not been saying, that we were raised with. When we say cuss words, we use cuss words back in the day to hurt people. Now we use cuss words like it's a regular old silence sentence. And we use these hurtful words and these hurtful things, and we do hurtful things to each other, but we try to make a justification and saying that, oh, that's just, it's okay. And it's not. And I believe that comes with the validity of hating yourself. See, what I think has happened, it is not, it has affected more of the African-American community, but it has affected everyone, where now people feel they can just say and feel any way they want to and say things to people, and there's no there's no wall or no boundaries. So when you have a young child who's cussing out his parent, and the parent is sitting there having engagement to that child and engaging that child to encourage that child to go on, that has to look at the picture that the parent, too, is engaged, too, and also has a problem, too, and it's a lot of hate. Because, see, let me tell y'all something. This is something I will be saying. for the Six Eyes Radio Network when I get my award, because I'm getting it for Six Eyes Radio Network. We, as the elders of y'all, when we came up, we had one thing that was always told by our grandparents, our grandma: your name is the only thing you can carry. Never disrespect your name, because it carries your family. It carries your family. Regardless whether it's an ex name or whatever, your name gives you respect. And it's what's important that you protect. So what you all just showed me and just said shows me two things. We have a generation lost that don't even understand. When your child is out there doing that and you doing that too, you're bringing disrespect to yourself and your name. And it's telling me that you have no value in yourself. Am I right, y'all?
You know, respect.
Do I
respect,
make sense to y'all?
Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Go ahead. I'm done. Go ahead.
Respect goes a long ways. Respect put money in your pocket when you don't have money. See, you don't have to have money in your pocket to gain respect. Respect can get you into places. Amen. Can get you into position. Because of respect, the respect that you have for yourself and the respect that you have for others. Amen. You can tell those that are raised with values and morals. You can tell those that are raised by a strong familyhood, strong mother, strong grandfather, strong granddaddy. You can tell those that are raised with values and morals. Because you got those today. These children cuss. They don't care if you 68, 69 years old, 70, 80, 90 years old. You know, even some of us, and we must keep it real. We don't even say yes, ma'am. No, ma'am. Yes, sir. No, sir. Respect and training starts at home. If you started, they'll hear it again. They'll hear it again, but don't you know respect gets you a long way. You ain't got to live in no big fine house and drive no big fine car, and you ain't got to have all types of bank accounts. Respect will get you where money won't get you. Respect, you got to have respect. If you don't have respect for yourself, how are you to have respect for anyone else and any other? You got to have respect, and respect goes to all those. Amen. You start out right, truly it's going to end out right. It may fall back. We may fall down, but we get back up again. Respect goes a long ways, and respect will get you into a door that has been closed a mighty long time. But you must start with respect at home. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. No, ma'am. Yes, sir. No, sir. Yes. Not huh or what. I do it later. No. We ain't on that kind of level. We're not on that kind of level. No, you're not going to disrespect my home. You're not going to disrespect my home. It starts at home. It starts with the training. I don't care how old you are. I don't care how old you are. I don't care how old you are. I'm 68 years old. And I tell you one thing for sure and two things that I know. I still say yes, ma'am. No, sir. Yes, sir. No, ma'am. I still feel that respect and that moral for my elders, even not those that are even older than I am. Mr. Six, you know, and I know that I'm older than he, but I say yes, sir, sir. You, Brother ATL, Brother Samaji, you know, it starts with you. It starts with you. Doesn't make a difference how you change your name, but your name is respect. See, Mama and Papa and them always told us, if you play with a dog and a cat, they'll lick you in the mouth. And that's true. That's true. I'm completed.
Indeed. Thank you so much for that. I definitely agree 100% with what you just said. Anybody else want to make a comment on that?
One thing I do want to say, and I think it's very important for people to understand and what she's saying about respect, is that respect goes a long way. And if you can't respect anyone, you'll never understand what respect is for yourself. And it truly does take a toll on your whole thought process.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, any other discussions do we need to get into? Anybody else want to say anything on anything, any new thing? Because I know earlier I was telling everyone about this young man who shot this 17-year-old lady playing basketball because he got embarrassed and she beat him playing basketball. And I just think that that's something that's very suspicious, and I'm surprised that this stuff did not go fully uncovered across the country on news and should have been a major outrage on the internet. But, hey, it is what it is.
You said he shot the man in basketball?
Yeah, and then it's out of Dallas, Texas, and I'm just surprised that it did not hit the coverage that it would. This gentleman knew her, got mad, the game, went and got a gun, and killed her. And and there's no outcry nowhere. And I was saying if this was a white boy who did this, maybe a white man, we probably would be all on news, and there probably would be outrage of racism all through it. But I still see it as the same thing. It should have been a cover, too, and we should be talking about this because this man took his friend or girl or whatever he played basketball, took her life over a basketball game. And that's just not justificated for that. But I'm going to let you guys speak on that. Why don't y'all give me on that?
This is Chad. I'm 12 years old. And how are you all going to keep me safe going to school and playing on weekends?
Huh?
Not funny.
What was the question?
How are you going to keep me safe? I'm scared.
How are you going to keep us safe?
How are you going to keep me safe? I'm a kid.
Huh?
I'm a kid.
You don't have to pay attention to what your parents tell you.
Okay.
You can't just go all over the place without your parents.
But
okay.
You said you're only 12, right?
Does she play some type of sports? I'm just trying to join.
Yes.
Does she play sports?
Yes.
You play sports
I
and
like
you
football.
Travel with your team?
I just want to be
Do
safe.
You?
I love you all. Thank you.
And we love you too.
Mm-hmm.
We want to make sure that you get the correct information. So you don't leave, amen, not knowing. Now, if you travel with the team or you play with the team, then you all are team players and you all are supposed to have each other's back.
Good
One
ma'am.
Ain't supposed to go without the other, you know, and let your coaches always know where you're at all times. Don't ever go any place, even to the bathroom, by yourself. Always
yes,
have somebody else with you. Always have somebody else with you, another person, two other people. But let your coaches know, let those that have authority over you know so that nothing will happen to you. That would be a devastating thing for your mom and your dad that you get hurt doing sports away from home and something happened to you. That would hurt me. And I'm a mother, I'm a grandmother, and I'm a great-grandmother, and I'm a spiritual mom as well, too, and that would hurt me to my heart because I love, and I try to instill the right values into all of our kids, and I want you as a sports player to never, ever go off anywhere by yourself without letting somebody know, tell the truth of where you're going to be and where you're going, so then you won't be out of place, out of sync, and out of mind.
Yes, ma'am. Coach coming. Got to hang up. Don't supposed to be on phone.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
I just considered that one of the craziest things that shit because you're a man, you lost a basketball game to a female. I got my butt cooked by a female in basketball plenty of times. Ain't no embarrassment. Just, you know, live to play another day. Go back and challenge another day just to kill somebody with a basketball game. You know? Mm-hmm. That's just ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
You win some, you lose some.
Yeah. Well, I ain't never been no basketball player. I tried. You know, I was awarded a basketball goal, street ball. You know, there was teams, a street team basketball player that traveled all over the world, street ball, playing street ball. And I was awarded a goal, the goal that they won on. I was awarded it for my community. And they delivered it at my home in the community. And guys and girls used to come and play on that goal all the time, you know. And right now, today, you have those that have been in NBA, that have played NBA, you know, played for the Wizards, you know, and so forth. But because I supported street ball, my grandchildren have played, mm-hmm. my daughter played starting point guard. She was starting point guard in school. My daughter could have been playing WNBA today, but she began to complain about her ankles and stuff like that. But, you know, it was other things too, because she was liking boys and stuff like that as well too. But I tell God thank you, because that gave me the ability. And I supported her. I supported my grandchildren. They play for the City League, you know, basketball and so forth. I support them. And I do prison ministry. And I've been doing prison ministry ever since 2003. I go to the women and the men prison, and they play basketball there at the prison. You know, they have their team there from different institution that they play against the other. And it's phenomenal to be able to give the men and the women something that they can do, that they can compete in as well too. And so I'm just grateful. I'm grateful, and I'm not tired yet of doing prison ministry. You know, so I'm just grateful that God gave me that opportunity to give back, because I was one that was behind the prison wall. And for God to bless me to be able to go back behind the prison wall and to instill and to encourage those men and women that are back there. Just because you locked up don't mean that you give up. As long as you got breath in your body, you got hope for tomorrow. So we just encourage our children to be the best that they can be. You know, if you lose, you lose. But there's you lost. You don't have to fight because you lost. You don't have to fight. Mm-hmm. Listen, right in Jacksonville, Florida, they were having this video game thing that was going on in Jacksonville, Florida, and a young man there in Jacksonville, I beat the winner that had been beating people all over the world to where they've been playing this video game. I can't even think of the name of it, but you can look it up in Jacksonville. You can look it up in Jacksonville and at Jacksonville Beach. And I tell you, that Sunday changed the lives of thousands and thousands of people, because the gentleman that normally was winning lost, and he opened up gunfire and shot and killed many people there on that Sunday evening in Jacksonville. Because you lost. It's a win, it's a loss. And you have to learn to take that loss just as well as you are the successful winner. That's in NBA. That's in NFL. That's in college. That's in high school. That's in middle school. Learn to accept and reject. Learn to accept your loss, and then you do better the next time. If you don't, somebody got to win, and somebody got to lose. You can't be a winner all the time, but you are a winner. You are a winner because you gave it the best that you can give. I'm completed.
All right. I had a question about, you know, different things. One of the activities I used to love watching, but I don't know if they still do it. Y'all remember they used to have the double dutch teams?
Oh,
they used to do all these tricks and stuff.
Oh, I used to love to see them tricks.
Is that still going on? Because I used to love that when I had such.
Yeah.
I would see them boys do push-ups, backwards flip, throw a basketball. I was like, man.
Mm-hmm.
That was the most amazing thing. I used to love watching them in competition.
But you know what? I used to like, I had the opportunity to meet the Harlem Globetrotters. I had the opportunity to meet them.
That was phenomenal.
Yeah, I did too, and that was phenomenal. Mm-hmm. Those were some tall guys and nice. They were so nice and so humble and so respectful. They were so nice, and I'm grateful that I got that opportunity to meet them.
Mm-hmm.
I got the opportunity, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I used to love, we talked about Scooby-Doo tonight, and I used to love when they used to be on Scooby-Doo and the Harlem Girls Globetrotters on Scooby-Doo. I used to love that.
Yes.
I used to love Curly.
Yes, Curly. Yeah. They're older now, but then a couple of them passed. Or did one pass? Which one?
Yeah, Meadowlark was the one that just recently passed. Meadowlark Lemon.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, he just recently passed. I think it's been almost maybe 2 years now.
How old was he then? I mean, how old was he in his late 70s or 80s?
I think he was close to 80.
Yeah.
Find out how old Meadowlark Lennon was, please.
Who was Meadowlark?
Meadowlark Lennon, that's one of Chad's favorite people.
You couldn't get me to go on the court. They ain't going to embarrass me on the court. You feel to do tricks all around your head.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And that was a regular basketball. That was a standard NBA size ball.
Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I love it.
He did that thing. He was bouncing that ball and went around. He did thing. He was like a runhouse running here. That's what it turned all the way around. And he sit there and laugh at that. I said, man.
And the trick that they used to do was amazing.
Oh yeah.
You see a lot of street balls do that big time, like down here in East Osaka and like May, they have the big barbecue festival, and one of the biggest attractions is the street balls come from all over, and they just go at it in the gym.
Yeah.
We have a Magic Johnson Center on the old middle school I went to. At Weber, it's Weber Elementary, but it used to be Weber Middle. They got the Magic Johnson Center, and when they had that barbecue festival, they go inside that gym, and those street ballers go at it. They be 3-on-3.
Street ball was a game to play, because if you can play street ball, you can play any type of ball. You can play street ball. And the street ball game that was held here, that those guys traveled all over the world. They played through the Burger King organization. They played through Burger King, and Burger King gave them everything that they needed to give to the fans and everything. They gave them headbands, armbands, caps and shirts and everything. They gave them so much.
Here's a memory of the Harlem Globetrotters.
Yeah, that's them. That's it.
There you
go. Yes, that's it.
And the falling right around the shoulders.
Besides, ready to remember the Harlem
Globetrotters. Yes. Yes. That's amazing.
I don't know how to even drop a ball and hit with his button pass on the next person. I'm like, man.
Yes. Esther, yes.
You think they're passing the ball, throwing the ball from A roll in the back around to the other hand? I'm like, what? Well, you know, all the movement and stuff is done within the rhythm of the song. That's how they stay on tag.
Was they related?
I'm not sure.
Because they had such talent, you know, and all of them was about the same height. So that used to always amaze me. And I wonder, was they related? Was any of them related? Or how did they just get together, you know, with the ball, with the technique of the ball to run down their arms and their been around their head and stuff, just so amazing.
Yes.
to how they were with that ball and how that ball
yes.
was with them. No.
Yeah, no, they definitely had an art.
Yes, definitely.
I used to love when they would throw the ball off their back and just
yes.
they just had such precision.
Yes. Thank you for playing that. That was beautiful.
Yes, you're welcome.
Wow. That's amazing. How old was he, TJ?
Oh, I ain't look at his name, his number, his age. I just looked at his stuff. Let me see if that's up.
Pride and Joy is thinking about her boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
What'd you say?
I didn't say a thing. Amen.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. How old was it when he died?
Just what I'm looking at.
Okay.
So is that about what? He's 83 when he died.
83. Wow.
Mm-hmm. 2015.
Wow.
Yeah. Metalock Lehman.
Hey, I want to change gears for 1 second to say something, and I want y'all to
mm-hmm.
make a comment on Chance Owens exposed Black Lives Matter and said
mm-hmm.
that majority of the money that they raised on their tax return was over $80 million, and none of the money went into none of the African-American community for no service. The victims didn't get anything. Didn't get anything that was helped monitor their lost ones. And I want y'all to know. I want to ask y'all if y'all think that Black Lives Matter, the organization, were they just a distribution of or our society just to make money, or do you think that was a premise that they were probably intent to help, but they decided to change up gears and decide to up their livelihood them verses to really try to put these things to help in those struggling communities that they were trying to help.
I think in the beginning it was a great idea. Yeah, and they had all the right intentions in place. But once they started raking in that money, the agenda changed for the money and not for the cause, the mission that they set up, the Black Lives Matter mission statement. I think they got blinded by the money. You know, so whereas it was to supposedly help the black community, they pretty much end up helping themselves more so.
Uh-huh.
But still kept the agenda of what it was set out for.
Uh-huh. I totally agree with that. Because then now it has become to be like a competition now, because now you have White Lives Matter as well. So, you know, so so you're getting money on both hands. See, that's one thing that God's word teaches us. You know, you can gain all the wealth, you can gain all the money in the world, but you lose your hope, you lose your life behind giving gold and holding gold. What has it profited you? Absolutely nothing. You have not profited anything at all. Now, and I've heard recently that I don't know how much George Floyd family and them has gotten from the death of George Floyd, but I know there was so much money I can't even imagine.
Yeah.
Because remember, Floyd Mayweather's family gave him some money. But then you have to remember this, White Lives Matter is not an organization. It's not an organization like Black Lives Matter. Y'all know that's something that Kanye just threw on the back of them shirts. I don't think he meant it to be like an organization like the Black Lives Matter is an organization. I don't think that's what it was for. You know, you have to really read, you know, what Kanye has set out to do. he was just setting out to say that white lives matter too as well, just like black lives matter. That everybody thought it was the wrong kind of perception. And that's why a lot of people didn't take him on their shows and different things like that, that he tried to do that. But he was really saying, you know, white lives matter too. Not only just black lives, but the white lives matter too.
But let me bring a little bit of correction to that. I know everybody like Kanye West what Kanye West stands for and so forth, but I think everything has an agenda. Everything has an agenda. I like Kanye West. I like it because he didn't give up. He stayed. You know, he had a speech impediment in school and so forth as well. You know, and so he struggled coming up and then, but he had to work hard. Had to work hard to be successful. You know, and I'm not prejudiced, not at all. I'm not prejudiced at all. But I think a lot of time we you know, when you get involved with the wrong people, the wrong thing. Mm-hmm. He became to be Donald Trump's number one doggy, you know, and do boy, you know. And so, you know, everything has an agenda to scrape in a dollar bill. You know, everything has an agenda. Maybe that was not his intention at first, but then because of what it does and what it has done now, you know, has brought this thing between black lives and white lives now. All lives matter. Whether it's black, white, polka dot, creed, green, or orange, or Latina. All lives matter. Every life. Don't make a difference what color that you are. No race, creed, or national origin. All lives matter. You know, all lives.
Yeah.
You know, I just think that it got out of hand, got out of control, and then they began to use things against his mentality. You know, mentality and so forth and so, you know, but all lives and everybody matters. Everybody. Ain't no little I's and no big U's. Everybody matters, you know. But you can say, that African American has a hard time being who they are, you know, are being successful. They always try to tear them down in some way, form, or fashion. They always try to take. And then one thing about it, two things we know. We know I came up with GRITS, grit. I came up on the grit form. I came up on the Canes form. I came up on the cotton field, the Baptist weekend. I came up, amen, in that capacity, you know, and so forth. So we had to work hard. We had to work hard to eat. We had to work hard for what we wanted in life. What our parents don't want it. We worked, but they used what we worked for to pay bills for our home, for all of us. It was 13 heads of us, you know, and so we had to work. We had to work in the field, barefooted and so forth, but not to still be here, to still be here and to see how life has truly took a total change. I wouldn't have never knew, I wouldn't have ever believed that we would have ever had an African-American president. An African-American president. I would have never believed that. But I'm here.
Yeah.
I'm here to live, to see this. I'm living. I'm a living testimony. 68 years old. God is still teaching me.
In the background, we're playing some of Pride and Joy's favorite music.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's it. We're still here.
Let me just give y'all an update before it be time to go on P and Rock's girlfriend. Y'all remember her, right? The rapper, had the girlfriend.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Kid Rock.
Okay. She said, yeah. Mm-hmm. She's okay. Here she goes. She says that he saved her life. He saved her life. This is what she said. The girlfriend of the slain rapper, P and B Rock, says she's 100% not okay. In an Instagram post Thursday, she talked about the shooting attached to last month that claimed the life of a 30-year-old rapper, her man, that saved her. She said that he saved her life because he threw her up under the table when all the shooting was going on, y'all. And that's why she didn't get touched. He threw her up under the table. While they were shooting at him, he threw her up under the table. And that's why she said she don't supposed to be here. She was not supposed to be here, but he threw her up under the table while all the shooting was going on.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, he died.
And she sat up under that table and watched her man get gunned down. Attempted robbery because they robbed him too.
Right. Now let's talk from the top of this, because the person that robbed him was the father who set up the son to make the son go in there and kill the man. He made the son go in there and rob and kill the man and took the jewelry. So I have to say this, and this is why I got to come back down to some of these parents. It's just as sick as one. See, we sitting putting the children, and they got parents out here who are willing to put their own child and go kill a rapper for some gold chain that we don't even know that's even real. That's
right.
So the slain rapper was killed by a father who made his son go kill the rapper for the gold chain.
Well, one thing you didn't know about the rapper. Hold on. One thing you didn't know about the rapper. He loved old school shows. This is one of his favorite shows. We're gonna have.
Yes, he did. Are you all familiar with Nolan Neals? Are you all familiar with him?
What is he, a singer?
Nolan Neal he was one of the American Got Talent. He was one of those, the one that sits at the table, American, I think it's called American Got Talent. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And He was 41 years old, and he died on day before yesterday. No one knew from American Got Talent.
What happened?
Mm-hmm.
Well, condolences from the Six Eyes Radio Network.
Yes. I used to love to watch American Got Talent.
They had just had a daughter, too, she said.
Ah.
And
wow.
He had just gave his life to God.
Uh-huh. Wow. Wow. Wow.
I used to love this show, too. Welcome back, Carter.
Welcome back, Carter.
You sound like a...
Yeah. I like to welcome back, Carter.
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
You sound like Ted.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm doing?
Okay.
Only on the Six Eyes Radio Network. And this is one of Pride and Joy's favorite songs right here, y'all.
What are you?
Close your eyes, Pride and Joy.
Just yesterday morning, they let me know you were gone. Who's and the plans they made for an end to?
They fell.
Fun fact
about
Friday night.
I don't even know who's singing this song.
I've seen
sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you again. Won't you look down upon me, Jesus? You got
Willie Nelson.
The Nelson, okay.
It's a beautiful song.
I like Willie Nelson.
I won't make it.
It's a song about faith.
Sunny days that I thought would never end. I've been lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you again. And when my mind to an easy time, my back turns towards the sun.
Hey, y'all go to bed. LeVar says good night, everybody.
Good night, LeVar.
Good night, LeVar.
Good night,
Bobby. Good night.
Good night. Good night.
All right, all right. And Chad, you better be sweet too.
Good night, Chad.
So when we sign off, this is going to be our sign up song right here.
Yeah.
What is going to be our sign off song, huh?
This song right here. No more of that.
That?
No more. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, we gotta play some music. We gotta have some music, man. No, we can't do that. We gotta make the people feel like we gotta make the people want to keep wanting more, man. Not run them off. It's all good, Six Eyes. You got it, man. As long as you don't have Ray J sing, that'll help us out.
Uh-oh. What part of the show?
Oh no. Hold on. Hey, that's okay. No, I hear
on.
Ray J in the background.
Friday,
I hear in the background.
Come on. When you hear that song, you know Trump's in the house.
One. That's the one right there. All right. Come on. Woo. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, that's the one, boy. By the way, and I was talking to one of my entertainment reporters this morning, and she was telling me about how they're now comparing R. Kelly and Michael Chertofilia, and I thought that that was, I think that that's not right. I think that they need to leave that go. They need to leave this stuff alone. Let this stuff move on by its own. Michael's in the grave, so let's just enjoy the music he left behind and let's move on like that.
They still trying to get money.
Hey, Pop, still making money.
Mm-hmm.
So live on.
Except for they put on his white glove, you got to get it.
Yo, stop you.
Yeah?
Jesus. Oh, my God. LeVar is up there dancing.
He don't know what he's saying. Look at him go.
He loves Michael Jackson.
Watch out for
go ahead, LeVar.
LeVar's
doing
the moonwalk right about now. He's doing the moonwalk.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hello?
Chad, you're supposed to be asleep.
Hello?
Yes.
Supposed to be asleep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't stop. You're gonna die. Yeah. Don't stop thinking
about Yeah. Try to do it. Go ahead, LeVar.
My jamming, huh?
Yeah.
Gotta watch out and get them steps over. Don't go too far.
Yeah.
It's gonna be a mess of a fall. That 10 steps.
Hello.
Man.
Hello.
Uh huh.
Chad, you're supposed to be asleep now.
Okay. I've played with feet before.
No, you're the baby.
Yeah,
I love feet.
You know I like you.
No.
Now you gotta go to bed now.
Always wanted to make this song, so I guess it's time to sing it right now. Brandy, what's up? My leg still hurts. But this is Ray J, Raycon Global.
No.
Raycon Global. Girl, close your eyes. Let that rhythm get in to you. Yeah. Don't try to fight. There's nothing that you can do.
You made the baby cry.
Relax your mind. Lay back and groove with mine. Feel that beat. We're gonna ride the boogie. That beat of love. This is Ray J. What? Who's that crying? What's going on?
Oh boy.
What rock? I wanna rock with. What's going on? You don't want me to sing? What? This is Ray J. Hey. What? Hey.
He said don't sing no more. He said just don't sing no more. You heard him.
Get the baby. Come get the baby.
I'm hurting the baby. The baby don't want to hear no more.
What?
Oh, you're okay, making that baby cry.
It's okay, baby. It's okay. It's okay, baby. He said she said he don't want to hear.
What?
He don't want to hear. He just don't want to hear. He don't stop.
Wow.
He don't stop. It's okay, baby. It's okay, baby. Okay.
Here's a song for you, little baby.
I can't
hear the
baby cry.
The baby don't like this song.
Here you go, baby. Here you go, baby. This is for you, LeVar, Yaya. There you go.
Yeah.
Oh, you like that one.
Yeah, you like that, baby. Laugh.
Yeah.
Boy, you happy now, boy, I tell you. Crazy. I don't hear that one.
Yeah.
Okay.
And this is one of Pride and Joy's favorite songs when she was growing up.
I said my rooster needs the greenwood tree, and my old rooster went cock doodle doo. I had a mouse in my mouth, please me. I said my mouse needs a greenwood tree, and my old mouse went squeak, and my old rooster went cock-a-doodle-doo, dee-doodle-dee-doodle-dee-doodle-dee-doo. I had cat sees me, I said my cat needs a green latrine. And my old cat would meow.
See, that's when you got to do the sounds, Pride and Joy, the animals.
I said my dog would treat
yeah.
And my old dog would woof, woof, woof. And my
oh,
old
God.
Cat would meow. And my old dog would
oh,
yeah. Yeah.
Cat, you're supposed to be asleep, dog.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that music keeping him up.
Yeah.
Hey!
Hey! Okay.
No. Go to bed.
Check it out, y'all. Save the best for last. Ray J, Raycon Global. Raycon Global. Yo, check it out, y'all.
Wake up.
Court Evangelist and Pride and Joy. Y'all love it. Y'all love it, Ray J sing. Y'all love it. Y'all
Ray
love
J.
it.
I hear somebody crying.
Ray J, you got a song out right now.
Oh,
y'all love
Lord.
It. Y'all love it when Ray J sings, what's up, six eyes? Hey, the baby don't like that. He don't like that. Ted don't like
check
that.
Check it out.
Here it goes. Ted don't like that. Check it out. He don't like Ray J. Baby don't
one
like
wish.
Ray J.
One wish.
He don't like Ray
making
J.
Him cry. Making him cry.
Making him cry.
All right. All right. What's wrong with that baby?
He don't want to hear Ray J.
He trying to tell you that he don't need no wishes.
Oh, he want me to sing.
No.
Oh, he wants you to hush.
Quickly, in a hurry.
In a hurry.
Yo,
like
be quiet, I'm singing.
Flow.
Be quiet.
What?
Be quiet. Be quiet, I'm singing. I'm singing, be quiet.
That scares the baby.
You scared him.
You scared the baby.
Get that baby out of here. Get that baby out of here.
I had one wish.
Get that baby out of here while I'm singing.
I wish he could hush.
You know what? You know what? Six Eyes, I'm gone. Raycon Global, I'm out of here. Cut the music.
Okay, he laughing about that. Cut the music.
What y'all doing to my friend? Y'all said, Ray J.
You doing it to him.
He glad you
aww,
got that problem.
The baby.
Y'all done ran Ray J off. Ray J.
It's okay. Good night, baby. Good night, baby. Sleep tight.
Hello? Ooh, the baby. Focus.
Hello.
On a second note, I do want to send some prayers out to Ray J's sister. She did suffer a seizure earlier this week and was hospitalized, but she's really home now. Brandy.
Okay.
You need recovery from the Six Eyes Radio Network, Brandy.
Man, yeah.
Let me sing to my sister.
Y'all want to go ahead, you want to go ahead and update for everybody on what's coming up tomorrow and all the shows that come on the 6 Hours Radio Network so we can close the show out?
Amen. Yeah, well, can I sing this song? Because I was supposed to came on here earlier and sung.
So, that baby don't want to hear that.
You know what? Baby should be asleep right about now. I'm trying to sing for the listeners.
But you don't woke him up so he can go to sleep.
Pride and Joy want me to sing to her.
No.
No.
Tell him no.
No, no, no.
Tell him no, Pride and Joy. Tell him cut it.
Yeah.
Tell him to cut it, Pride and Joy.
You're making the baby cry.
Get that baby out of here.
You got to be up with that baby.
Get that baby out of here. He's about to take that baby out of him. Oh, MG. Oh, MG. Lord, I tell you the truth.
You ain't close.
The baby done stopped crying, Michael. You done stopped. Put a cap on it. J-A-T-L.
DJ ATL, shut it down.
All right, well, let's go ahead and do it, man. We know y'all, Monday through Friday, man, we got great program here on the 6 Eyes Radio Network. Friday, Sunday. Let's go Sunday.
Okay. Sunday, Saturday.
Yeah. That's one of my classes there, you know, in 70th Street, which ain't doing so well these days. They starting to cancel some of their characters with this, with how they treat them.
They sure are.
How you doing, Amanda?
Hello?
Yeah, how you doing?
All right, how's it going? I'm supposed to be asleep, but don't tell Coach I'm up.
The cartoon characters treating you okay, man? They treating you all right, because I know a lot of you, they need some retraining. They act like they can't see little kids and stuff. They don't hit your hands with five. They don't wave at y'all. So, yeah, we got some issues that we're trying, but we're working on it, right? We're working on it, right? They working on it?
Yeah, now be quiet so we can hear the song,
Okay.
Everybody sing, come on. On my way to where the
But you do know what the song is, right? Hey, hold on. We got to be a little parenting here. Hold on. You know what time it is. It's 2 o'clock in the morning. You're supposed to be in the bed.
It's 2 o'clock in the morning.
It's
2 o'clock in the morning. You're supposed to be in the bed now.
Don't you feel a little sleepy right now? Don't you feel like this is not the right time to do anything? Don't you feel like
that baby trying to stay up all night?
You're the best of our lives, radio.
Don't you feel tired?
Radio.
Your eyes are heavy?
Shout out to T-Pain, Tallahassee.
Tallahassee.
T-Pain. Oh, radio, baby.
That's what he's talking about. I was just saying,
and they left me catalyst. Oh, you want her to go crazy. We do this every night, and then we always wake up singing the same song.
12 o'clock in the morning. The conversation got boring.
Oh, people.
The conversation got boring. That's what she said.
Princess, I was singing on Six Eyes Radio Network, and some baby started crying. Now, I don't like.
Yeah, baby, they start crying. The baby don't want to hear that.
Start crying. Some baby start crying.
Six
baby
Eyes Radio
want to
show, show, show.
Crying.
Yeah. He can't have the song called Ridge Road.
Well, I don't like it. I'm Ray J, damn it. I don't like it.
The baby didn't even want to hear it. The baby's on the street now. So, no more.
Well, baby,
I thank
you for the guest, man. We need to go ahead and close the
like
show
it.
Out.
Y'all, thank y'all for joining us here on the Six Eyes Radio Network, kicking it with DJ ATL, Six Eyes, Pride and Joy, Vangelis Clayton, Ja, and the rest of the cast. I don't like it.
Y'all better be in church tomorrow, that's for sure.
Amen. What time?
Church start early, 11:30 a.m. church.
All right. I'll be there.
Okay.
I think this is LeVar.
That's it. Who sang this song?
Hold on. I know that's the girl from SWV.
Sisters with Voices.
Yeah, you know it. Yeah.
What's the name of this song? It's No Way Done by Javelin from SWV.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's pretty.
No, Ray J, we don't need you to sing. Just, no. Y'all done ran Ray J off.
Ray J said it's time to go now.
Sound like me singing. Keep sweat. Right now.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all add this song to y'all playlist. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I want you to be all you can be, baby. Guarantee me.
Y'all know who this is?
Working hard in the city trying to survive, spending all your time, and she don't need no man, try to tell her how to leave, and that's you a job. Baby, you need someone who can say that they love and be there for you. Baby, I'm just gonna see that, yeah. I'll be the one that I
a gigolo. Y'all still there?
Next.
Y'all still there? Heard this song before? People left. Y'all left me? Y'all still there? Y'all still there? Let's get out of here then.